think of the Lord Jesus Christ when he saves the lost. He goes out, he bears us on his shoulders. There's lots of analogies you can make. He's two paths going out. You have the sheep trails, and then you have the steps of the Lord. But coming back to the fold, you have one set of tracks, and that would be the Lord Jesus bearing the sheep on his shoulders. So I think that's an interesting analogy. And then the second part is what joy he has when he comes home. He calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." And we'll see in the other two parables too, people do a lot to try to recover things that are lost. I know every now and then, something around the house, and I've made a couple of examples. I've lost stuff, not a hammer I couldn't find. Silly example. I bet I spent 3 hours looking for this hammer. I gave up. I went out and bought a new hammer. So as soon as I bought the new hammer, I said, this other one's going to show up. So Mike and I were out in the garage one day, and I was about to throw his chest out. So I said, I better check and make sure, see if there's anything in this chest before I throw it out. I opened it up and guess what was in there? My hammer and a couple other things too. I probably had a hammer for 30 years. It kind of bothered me, how do you lose a hammer? It's not something you use all the time. But I think that's kind of a human experience. You hate to lose stuff, especially stuff that you have a use for. Some things you lose, you don't care, but something inanimate object like a hammer, I use it fairly often, which is why I had to replace the lost one. But here's just an example of, if there's the Lord seeking the lost, he's going to all kinds of efforts to find the lost. And then the joy he has found when he found that lost thing. I was pretty happy when I found my hammer. I wouldn't describe it as joy, but here, saving the lost, was great joy. And verse 7, I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. An example here recently. We were talking about Mike Stout's father up in Greenwood Hills. Mike had been faithfully witnessing to his dad for many, many years, and his dad just had no interest in coming to the Lord. But when he got sick, Mike went back and witnessed to him more fervently. Enlisted a bunch of great people to help pray. And Mike's father came to the Lord probably, I forget exactly the time frame, maybe 2 weeks or so before he finally passed away. So what rejoicing there must have been in heaven to see this man who had rejected the Lord Jesus for whatever 75 years that came to a faith-saving knowledge in those final days. Which is not to say the Lord is not rejoicing in these young people, as they've made professions and have come to the Lord. So there's much joy in finding those that are lost, bringing them into the fold. having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice for me, for I have found the piece which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So we have another situation here where something is lost. The first example was a living thing, a lamb that was lost. Now we get into an inanimate object that's lost. Kind of reminds me a little of my hammer. My hammer didn't walk off. It was put someplace by me that I couldn't find it. And this may be the case here with the woman. A coin is an inanimate object. It may have gotten swept off the table wherever she had it. There was one suggestion that back in that time they wore some kind of a head garment that had coins attached or coins in it. It may have fallen out of there, but the coin didn't get lost on its own. It just kind of, it was an inanimate object. But she was diligent. She, as Jim said, she lit the lamp so she could see the light, and so she could find the coin. She swept the house. She cleaned around the debris, whatever, looking for, the dust, dirt, whatever in the corners, looking for this coin. And she sought it diligently until she found it. So this was a thing of value. It was of great value to her that she lost this coin. So she was going to continue to search for it until she found it. And I think, we go through this analogy of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit kind of works in that manner. He stays after us. He stays after us until we're found. Some of us, it took a lot longer than others with the Holy Spirit. The word we use is under conviction. I think the Holy Spirit, the lamp is lit, and seeks diligently until we find salvation. And the reaction is the same in verse 10. Well, at first she's happy. She's found this coin that was lost. She tells her friends, and she's rejoicing. And then verse 10, much like verse 7, "Well, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." So we have that same thought again, that there's much joy in the one that seeks. And I think that's the important part. It's the joy of the one that seeks. When the Lord sees somebody coming to salvation, what joy that must bring him. The whole Trinity, what joy that must bring them and bringing the body of Christ joy as sinners are saved and brought into the fold. Now, George, I don't know if this is where you wanted to do the summary or if you wanted to look. Okay. the lost. Father, we pray regularly for family members.